The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
I saw someone that was completely trusting and in an abandonment to the Lord. And I'd never had that kind of relationship. To me, it was, okay, you do what's right. You obey or I will get you.
Betty describes the transformation she witnessed in James when he lost his life for kingdom purpose.
I'm losing my life to fulfill your purpose in my life, kingdom purpose, and I found it. That's what got your attention.
Next on Life Today.
Yeah, welcome to Life Today. I'm James Robinson. Betty and I want you to know that we really come into your home or wherever you're watching with a real prayer for you in our heart. Let me just say this to you real close. Listen, I ask you to just sit down if you can stop. I know a lot of times you're busy doing things, but if you can sit down, I've also asked if you would try to keep a Bible close by, maybe a pen, maybe a pad, and just be prepared to jot some things down. But what I want you to know, and this is what I really pray you'll hear, because if I was right there in the room, I'd be able to convince you of this, because you would know without a doubt it's true. Well, it is true, even though I'm not right there with you in person. I really want to get God's arms around you. I don't know what's going on in your life. You may be saying, well, James, I'm living a height of victory and peace beyond anything I've ever known. Praise God. Then you help get God's arms around others who are viewing, because there are many people today who have a broken heart, and many people have deep concerns, and we want you to know we're concerned about you. But here's what I really like you to hear. If we get God's arms around you, and basically ours as members of the body of Christ around you too, could we inspire you to get God's arms around others? Betty, that's the amazing thing about our viewers. There's no question many of you come hurting. You know what the number one prayer request, because we ask about the end of the year and beginning of the year, if you just note prayer requests, many did have to do with health concerns for the person writing or somebody in the family or a friend. But the majority of the prayer requests, Betty, was for loved ones to come to know Christ. And it's heavy. Everywhere we go, any communication comes our way, we hear that, don't we?
Well, we love those that we know. We love our family. And because we have that relationship with the Lord Jesus, we know what it means in our life. And we know the difference that it can make in your loved one's lives. So be assured, we agree with you for their relationship with the Lord, for them accepting Jesus Christ into their hearts. So don't forget, you're not alone. There's us and many others that are praying for you.
Yeah, I want to share something with you that could sow a seed in that loved one's life. It might really be a help to you. But before I tell you exactly what I want you to hear, let me pray for you, please. Betty and I are going to pray. Mm-hmm. Father, all who are burdened for someone in the family, I pray that today I can just share something that might give them a seed to sow effectively. And Lord, the ones who are listening right now say, James, I don't even know if I'm a Christian. God, I pray they'll come to know. And they'll come to know you in a personal way.
Yes.
And Lord, I do ask you to release your healing power for emotional and mental healing, as well as physical, and those who have been impacted by the COVID in some way in a very painful and difficult situation. God, please release your healing streams in Jesus' name. We pray. Let me share something that you might want to consider when if you're talking to a loved one, a neighbor, a friend. How do you get their attention to want to know Christ? Okay, let me just place something before you. One of the most important things people need to realize, and every Christian needs to get this, and I really think most who say they're Christians don't get it. When you say the kingdom of God, and you quote Jesus, who said, the kingdom is at hand. The kingdom, whose kingdom? The king's kingdom. The king of kings' kingdom. God the Father's kingdom. Heaven and earth is the Lord's. Heaven and earth are to declare His glory. Let His kingdom reign. Let His rule rule. Now, I want you to think with me, please, because I've sown this in the lives of people who had nothing, and in the lives of people who had much. Sometimes much had them. Sometimes great possessions possess the people who have those possessions. Things can grab your heart. But I've shared this, and if you get it, it's like if you get it at a glimpse, you suddenly see something you haven't seen before. Betty, you have been with me as we've shared together with couples and families, the most downtrodden, the lowest of the low, let's say, as far as standards of living, and those that are very high in leadership, in wealth or things. And when I share with them that if they want to find life, if they'll lose their life, lose it in purpose. And I make it clear, if you lose your life in His kingdom purpose, you find it. And you can find it in a fullness and a dimension beyond anything you ever even considered. Because you see, we have a kingdom that is coming, a domain that is settled and set where He's gone to prepare a place for us, and it is perfect, and there's no enemy. There's no defeat. There's no deception, dissension, division, no death, no destruction, no disease. Isn't that refreshing? But that's settled, and it's a gift. But there's a kingdom now that He says is at hand, and Jesus said it's actually in you, not of the world, but it's in you of this other world. In other words, what I taught you to pray in the model prayer, thy kingdom come, then followed by thy will be done on earth, on here, as it is in heaven. It's possible. It's important. Pray it. And it's possible because the kingdom has come. The King has come. Betty, if people would realize, and this is the thing I'd like you to sow with people you're witnessing, do you realize that there's a realm you can live in that's beyond anything, even with your keen imagination? Let's say they're very successful, or they just really enjoy life, it seems. But there is a place and a way to live that's beyond anything you ever imagined. And here's what Jesus said, and He says it so clearly in the 16th chapter of Matthew. If you deny yourself, if you're going to come after me, you deny yourself and take up a cross. In other words, you take up a death to self and a death to your way to find my way, which is the greatest way. It's life. And that's what you'll find if you'll lose it. But wait a minute. The next phrase is the key. Maybe this is key. And you and I did this, and I've said it to you before, we did it the best we knew and understood as a teenager, which most of you, even when you say I'm becoming a Christian or I'm coming to church, and I think some of you don't really know if you're a Christian. You didn't.
I didn't.
You saw something going on in me, mm-hmm. you said, that got your attention. Right. What did you see in me that caused you, the little Miss Church lady, to realize something was wrong?
I saw a person that had completely surrendered and given themselves to Jesus Christ. And I saw a relationship there. My relationship was more of just do what the church says, do what the Bible says, but it left out that relationship that you need to have with Jesus Christ. And you had it from the almost not long after I met you. God showed it to you.
Well, when I surrendered to preach, I really think I took another step into that dimension of kingdom life. Because here I'm a shy kid, and God says to this fatherless kid, as the perfect father, I can use you beyond anything you've ever seen with others. And I thought of people being used, and it's like He's just whispering to me, beyond anything you ever imagined. But I want you to be an evangelist, announcer of the good news, an evangelist. Bang, I said, okay, here's the key, Betty. Somehow, and everybody that gets saved, who really comes to know Christ, you at least step into this. Jesus said, whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. You're holding onto your life the way you see it, the realm in which you live. You're hanging on to it. It's not always fun, but maybe sometimes you think it is. But compared to what can be, it is nothing. It's like darkness. It's like a ditch. It's like blindness compared to the beauty of brilliant vision. He says this, Whosoever loses his life for my sake will find it. This is key, Betty. Most people do not understand what it means to lose your life for his sake. What sake? For kingdom's sake. For his kingdom's sake. For his kingdom purpose. I'm telling you, if you get this, and if this gets you, you're stepping into a new realm of life most people don't experience. We've heard Robert Morris say, what a great preacher our pastor is. Say, many times you kind of said, maybe I want to go to heaven, or, you know, I'm going to join a church, or I'm praying the prayer, and you mean it. Well, see, we mean it. As best we could, we're saying, God, we want to lose our life for your sake. But we didn't understand the fullness of that impact if you could just get losing it for his kingdom purpose. That's where you find the fullness of life. That's where you find the greatness of the King being literally manifest in our lives. His love, his compassion, his boldness, his courage, fearlessness, his faithfulness, his desire to fellowship with the Father and to invite others into that family and fellowship with the Father. And they find it when they lose their life in his kingdom purpose. Not just to go to the next kingdom, but the kingdom has come. And Jesus made it so clear because the disciples, like so many people in the Bible, in the Old Testament day, even the ones who are carrying the scriptures, the Old Testament, and believing God and about the Messiah, they didn't get it though. This Messiah was coming to set up a kingdom here through us. Before we go to the final kingdom where he's going to kick the enemy into the very pits of hell and darkness. But now, in the power of the Spirit, we can bind him and defeat him in so many ways. And you got to get that. So here's what I say. If you're witnessing to a loved one, have you ever considered finding life beyond anything you ever imagined? Well, the greatest man that ever lived, Jesus said, if you lose your life for my sake, my kingdom's sake, my will on earth being done, if you lose it there, you'll move into an understanding and a life beyond anything you ever imagined, and too seldom actually see it. But boy, if you've seen something that captured your attention, somebody began to lose their life and kingdom purpose. It caught your attention, Miss Church Lady.
Absolutely. It did. I mean, I saw someone that was completely trusting and in an abandonment to the Lord. And I'd never had that kind of relationship. To me, it was, okay, you do what's right. You obey or I will get you. Mm-hmm. I didn't look at him as my personal father, as someone that loved me no matter how all the mistakes I would make, someone that would hold me when I hurt, someone that would hold me when I felt lost and felt ashamed maybe of something I'd done wrong. God is always there. And when I came to know that, James, and knew that he would never leave me, no matter what the circumstances, or forsake me, he would be right here in my heart, ready to pick me up. He would be ready to encourage me and say, get up, Let's go again.
You know what? I got tickled listening to you then, and you started to say, you did so bad. And you didn't want to say bad because Betty never was bad. I didn't want to be bad. So you immediately changed it to mistakes. And let me tell you something. She was such a sweet church lady that when she came forward to get saved, she came out of the choir. She sang the special music with her sister as the duet before the pastor preached. And then she comes out of the choir to get saved. And the pastor couldn't believe it. No one in the church. You're the best girl in the church. He told you, you're the best girl in the church. He said, I'm tired of trying to be what I'm not.
And what did I tell him?
Yeah, I would say, I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm sick of that. I'm not going to play that game anymore.
And when you just play that game and when you pretend and you hold on to that kind of belief without Jesus in your heart, it wears you out.
Totally. And let me tell you this. I think it's important that you understand that she began to see more clearly even this kingdom reality when I actually understood more fully in answering the call to preach, which I knew I couldn't talk or preach without a miracle. But I even said, how would I do this? He said, where's your faith? It was like conversation, where's your faith? I said, it's all in you. And that's when I went forward and said, he's calling me to preach. When I lost my life in kingdom purpose, I came to understand more fully. Now I'm going to lose my life, not trying to think about how I'm going to make a living or live. I'm losing my life to fulfill your purpose in my life, kingdom purpose. And I found it. That's what got your attention and brought you from just being a church person to becoming a Christian. Now, please listen. just say, okay, God, I want to lose my life totally in your kingdom purpose. The rest of my life is for your kingdom purpose. Show me what you want me to do. Just tell him that. You may want to write us, or you may want to call that number and say, I just settled it. I gave everything. I lost my life in his kingdom purpose, and I find it, and I will find it in fulfillment. In Jesus' name. You tell someone that you did that. You share that with your loved ones. It's not joining a church. It's not merely making a decision that is just kind of flippant or just kind of expected. It's literally saying, I want to lose my life to find it in your purpose. And I'm going to tell you this, that's the only place you will find it. You won't find it in church membership. You won't find it in a religious setting. You find it in a relationship with a living God who says, I want to adopt you, and I can adopt every one of you. And I can give you life, abundant life. Not necessarily abundance in life, but I can do that. I want to bless you every way, but don't let abundance in life distract you from abundant life, my presence and my power. I really do thank you for giving me and Betty an opportunity to come into your home. I'm going to continue in the book of Acts later this week. Betty, right now, our viewers are becoming somebody's miracle. You know that we're going to be talking about sexual trafficking right now. And let me tell you why we do. Because when we showed our viewers years ago girls being trafficked all over the world, and our staff meeting together said, we'll probably never be able to show these programs again after this because people are going to turn away. They don't want to see it. Boy, were we stunned. Can I tell you what happened? When people like you saw little girls being trafficked sexually, little prisoners, all the way up through teenage and then trafficked for life, you know what you said? We got to help them. Let me give you an example of just what that means. Right now, we're going to reach out and try to rescue as many girls and as many children from sexual trafficking as possible, all over the world. And yes, here in the United States. It's serious here. Did you know viewers like you, you know what we just heard from our viewers? We will give $320,000 to match anything somebody gives today to rescue those people. $320,000. Match every gift you make. You give a $1,280 gift, that rescues 10 people. It'll be doubled. It's 20. Because it takes an average of $128 to rescue and begin the restoration process. You reach them, rescue them, restore them. I want you to watch, and I beg you not to turn away. I'm asking you to have a kingdom impact because the king wants to set prisoners free. That's part of kingdom impact. Throwing the doors open, freeing us. Setting captives free. And if you've been set free and you want to do his will, you want to set somebody else free. Watch very prayerfully and just know this. You're about to become a miracle, an amazing miracle.
God, how old is
one?
God. How old?
What's the youngest?
Huh? We couldn't imagine the extent of the evil that allowed four-year-olds to be trafficked and sexually abused by men coming from all over the world. We knew we needed to do more. One day our phone rang and it was a young girl trapped in a brothel calling for us to help. So we gave the information to this other organization, but we had to wait 3 days for them to get into position to do a raid. But it was tipped off, and none of the girls were rescued, and now they were moved to a new brothel, and we didn't know where they were or how to get them out. We would never let this happen again. So we partnered with the government and started our own SWAT team. Everything turned around. Instead of raids being tipped off, there was hardly ever a raid that wasn't successful. And now that girl that made the phone call, she's not only rescued, she's not only healed, but today she's a social worker of our SWAT team. And when a rescue happens, the first person those girls see is her. She's also testified against the brothel owner. All the girls were rescued, the brothel was shut down, and no girls are being hurt there again. So much incredible work has been done through the power of Christ, but there's still so much more to do. There are girls trapped in brothels. We know where they are, and we know how to get them out, but we can't do it alone. We need your help. Together, we can defeat the greatest evil of our lifetime.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Just remember this. Every time you hear a story like that, Now, please know that what we do at Life, we don't duplicate what God has already set in motion. We find the anointed individuals. Anointed means gifted by God, divine enabling, the power of God to accomplish God's kingdom purpose. We find people who are anointed by God to fulfill a mission purpose effectively. And we pour the oil into that lantern and we watch it spread. And we do this all over the world. It has been so effective. We don't try to create something God already established. Many of these people are so focused in the midst, they don't have time to go raise funds. But if you put the oil in that light, it just spreads everywhere. And that's what we've done around the world. So that thousands and thousands have been rescued, and then as they're restored, they're given a whole new life. Betty, our viewers are the most amazing people, in my opinion, on the planet.
They truly are.
And we are told by people who understand support bases that you are the most Christ-centered, loving, self-sacrificing, if necessary, whatever it takes to get God's arms around the people He gave His Son to redeem. So here's what I'm going to ask you to do. Now, think about this. It takes an average of $128. For some of you, that's quite a stretch. But now, remember, we've got a matching gift. If you could give $64, you'll immediately have $128. Pow! Another person has been reached. They've been reached, they've been rescued, and then the restoration process. So please, if you can give the $128, I pray you will, and then you're going to actually rescue two. Now remember, we've got some gifts. By the way, this went over so great by Jordan Rubin and other doctors on these natural remedies, and Betty has found them to be effective.
I found them to be effective.
It's amazing. So we just want to offer that again. But let me tell you something that's really great here, too. Jesus, My Refuge. This is a journal that gives you great verses about how He is your refuge in any circumstance. And we're sending it to you. We send you Jordan Rubin's book on the natural remedies for any gift. We send that and Jesus, My Refuge, and a beautiful pen to journal with for a gift of $128 or more. Now remember this, $1,280 will rescue 10, but now 20. And we send the beautiful divine servant bronze because you are a kingdom servant. Would you right now, please, go get your bank card or get a check and make it to Life. You're going to be setting people free forever because we point them to Jesus and we demonstrate that love because of your support. Would you please get that bank card and use it like a check? Would you go online or would you dial that number that's a prayer line and many have called to say, I've lost my life today in His kingdom purpose to find it, to begin a new life. But would you call until you get through and say, here's my gift. I want to put it on this card. Or I'm sending this check. Thank you so much for doing it. God is blessing someone through you. And I pray you begin to live in the fullness of kingdom blessing. Thanks for sharing it.
Human trafficking is one of the world's darkest sources of criminal activity and money. As a result, children and young people are being abducted and sold at the hands of violent predators into a never-ending nightmare. Through Mission Rescue Life, you can reach out to warn children who are at the risk of being trafficked, rescue those already enslaved, and restore young lives, giving them a future. with a generous $320,000 matching gift. Now your gift of $128 to help reach, rescue, or restore one child can be double to help two children. Your $64 gift will be matched to help save one child from the horrors of human trafficking. And a $32 mission rescue gift will be doubled to $64. With your gift today, we'll send you Natural Remedies. This beautifully illustrated and essential book explores ancient nutrition and the health benefits found in God's creation, a valuable reference with biblical insight to help you live your best life. With your gift of $128 or more, you'll receive the Jesus My Refuge journal and pen set, filled with scriptures reminding you of God's covering in times of need. You'll also be reminded to pray for those seeking refuge from the horrors of human trafficking. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,280, which will now help rescue 20 children, and you may request our inspiring bronze sculpture, Divine Servant. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
What I've seen here is the abject poverty that people are living in. And so many young girls are forced into prostitution. They're trafficked because they're desperate. There's no money in the family. So often the father is a drunk. There is debt. And the only job they can get is at the mercy of a sex trafficker. Will you go to your phone? Will you go online? Will you call that number? Will you make the best gift possible so that we can reach, we can rescue, we can restore? Would you do it now?
You know, as I was really thinking about people understanding losing your life for kingdom purpose, you become a servant, kingdom servant. And this is the divine servant, Jesus washing the feet of his disciples. I'm telling you that when Betty and I came to understand more fully what it meant to be a kingdom servant, we began to experience life more fully. And the ministry began to express it so much more freely and effectively because our viewers get it. I pray you get it. I hope you'll get the bronze and make the $1,280 gift knowing it'll not just rescue 10, but now 20. Because the love of God through these very special believers in kingdom purpose who said we'll match what you give. Thank you so much. Don't miss the next program.
When God allows pain in your life, more often than not, it's a promotion.
Author and speaker Lisa Harper, tomorrow on Life Today. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.